Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Are you ready for the word? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 from the TPT. Come on, are you ready? Let's read together. We are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure within, so that the immeasurable power, say immeasurable power, will be seen as God's, not ours. Last Sunday we learned that to bring out the best in you, to bring out the best in me, you and I have to pass the test of obedience. Secondly, the test of faith. And thirdly, the test of character. That your faith will be tried so that character can come out of you. Good character. From the scripture that we read, we learn that the outward vessel is not as important as the glorious treasure within it. As common clay jars, we possess the brilliant light of God's glory. God's glory. Everybody say God's glory. Who is God's glory? Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1 verse 3 tells us in the beginning part, the Son, capital S, that's Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory, reflects the glory of God, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. I want to go to Judges. I wish your time would read Judges chapter 6 and chapter 7, because it forms the beginning of my introduction. And I want to give you, first of all, Judges chapter 7, we have a picture painted there of Gideon's. So it talks about Gideon. Gideon's clay pots that had burning torches inside. Let me give you the facts. The Midianites had ravaged Israel, the nation of Israel, for 7 years. I was about to say good years. 7 bad years. Gideon's army, as if it was necessary for Gideon, but it was, you'll find out later. Gideon's army was reduced from 32,000 men, fighting men of Israel, to 300 men, according to Judges chapter 7 and verse 7. The enemy invaded Israel. That's what it says in Judges chapter 6. I want you to see the extent of the attack on Israel. Remember, this was for 7 years. Now, what it says, the enemy invaded Israel, and it says, with their livestock, I'm reading on from Judges 6:5, with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. Leave alone the people, even the camels you couldn't count for how much they were. Listen to this, how many they were. Listen, Israel was overwhelmingly outnumbered in fighting ability. Gideon, on the other hand, Gideon was a mere clay pot. In Judges chapter 19 and verse 17, he still went with 300 men. They encamped the camp of Midian, and according to his command, they blew their trumpets, broke the jars that were in their hands. Exactly what we're talking, bringing out what? The best in you. A war was won out of obedience without weapons. A war was won out of obedience without weapons. The truth is that the victory was won not because of Gideon, but because of the excellency of God's power with Gideon. He had nothing to boast of outwardly. He said, I come from the tribe of Manasseh. We are the least. He actually says we are not the least. He said that we are the poorest, the weakest. And he says, and I also come from the clan. In my clan, my father's clan, I am the least. What a choice God made. Pick the least. Those who cannot even be considered to carry on a task like this, delivering a nation after 7 years of oppression. Wow. He had nothing to boast outwardly. God got his treasure out of the clay jar through Gideon's strategy. Break the clay. Let out the immeasurable power. Amen? What was that done in the flesh there, okay, in reality, we are doing in the spirit now. Gideon obeyed. Gideon believed God and prevailed over all of Israel's enemies. Our next scripture now is going to give us our next point. Our next point in bringing out the best in you, which is point number four. I already gave you at the beginning the first 3 points. Point number four, which was obedience, faith, and character. Point number four, where are we going to get this from? Listen to what Israel did in Judges 6:6. Can you read with me if you can see it? Judges 6:6. Can we read together? Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they did what? They cried out to the Lord for what? Come on, everybody say, help! Help! Say it better, help! Help! Point number four, to bring out the best in you, you get help from God. Get help from God. Amen? Sometimes we try and get help from everybody else we know. But I'm telling you today, hear the word of the Lord. Get help from God. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 30. I believe this was David speaking. He says, with your help, I can advance against a troop. He says, I can run against a troop. Run through it. They won't stop me. With my God, I can scale a wall. I can overcome any height. Anything, no matter how high it is. The truth is that God can and will get you and I out of anything. Out of any problem. Any kind of difficulty. Any unpleasant situation. Have you been in unpleasant situations? You don't know how to get out of them. Any kind of mess. Maybe you're in a mess. Disaster. Maybe you're in loans. You're just almost buried with trouble. Let me tell you, God can get you out. All you need to do is to call for help. For help! In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a good amen? Can I hear a better amen? See, in the Garden of Eden, God provided help from the very beginning, Genesis 2 and verse 18, and also in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 16. Listen to this. In the Garden of Eden, God provided a wonderful helper for who? I'll make him Adam. Genesis 2:18. God knew you. We can't do without help, especially us men. And even after Adam and Eve failed, disobeyed God, and were naked and needed reclothing, they clothed themselves with leaves. Jesus, we're told, the Bible says that God actually clothed them with skin. That means an animal had to die. Blood was shed. Notice who did it. It wasn't them. It was God who shed the blood. Type of Christ coming to set us free, to pay the price. Revelation 12:17 says, but the earth helped the woman. The woman is representative of the church in the days, in the last days, when persecution will continue and be greater than even what it is today. Open the mouth to allow the water to divert towards that earth that was open so that the woman could escape being buried and drowned by that water. And swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. God is still thinking from the very beginning how he can help mankind, and at the very end how he can help his church no matter who is attacking you and I. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. From the beginning to the very end, help! is on your way. To bring out the best in you, you and I need to guard our hearts from these potential killers. These are potential killers. You see, there's potential in you. Why? What is that potential? Where does it come from? The treasure in you, the deposit in you, the wealth that God has deposited in you. God wants it out. What good is treasure that it never comes out? It's always hidden. So what are these potential killers? Number one, disobedience. We covered that. Doubt and unbelief. Disobedience, doubt and unbelief. Last week we covered about that. We talked about that. Hinders, what do these do? They hinder or reverse the blessings of God in your life. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15 says, if you disobey, talking to the children of Israel, Moses speaking, he says, if you disobey the Lord and the command of the Lord, then all these curses will come upon you and they will chase you down, they'll overtake you. Number two, pride. Pride brings out the worst in us. Pride is a killer. Pride brings you down. Look at an example from 2 Chronicles 26, 16. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. Read his story, you'll understand what he did. He entered in the house of God and offered the incense sacrifice. That was not for kings, it was for priests. Humility brings out the best in us. It will bring out the best in you. Number three, stubbornness. Stubbornness means determination not to change one's attitude or position on something. Determination, you're determined. I shall not be moved. You know, you're not going to change your attitude or position on anything, on something, whatever it is. Listen to what Hosea had to say. The Israelites, in Hosea 4:16, the Israelites are stubborn like a stubborn heifer. How then can the Lord pasture them like lambs in a meadow? How can the Lord feed them, provide for them, care for them? God wants to do that. God wants to help you. But what? Your stubbornness hinders him. Let me ask you a question. Are you easy to lead? Are you easy? Can you be steered easily? Number four, complacency. Complacency means self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by an awareness of actual danger or deficiencies. Self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by an awareness. No, you're so caught up with yourself, you're even unaware of actual dangers or deficiencies in yourself or around you. No wonder Amos says in Amos 6:1, the first part, woe to you who are complacent in Zion. Other version says, woe to you who are at ease in Zion. Too comfortable. Taking it easy. You know? Mambo ikuaje poa. Ukuaje poa. Na job poa. Maisha je poa. Come on, we've got to get past poa. Amen? Taking it too easy. What they didn't know is what later was spoken is that their luxury, their ease, their complacency, their power and security would be disturbed by violence. Violence was about to come. It was prophesied. Moses said to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 1:6, the Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. It's about time. Tell your neighbor, it's about time to make progress, to move on, to be what God wants you to be, to accomplish what God wants you to be. How long are you going to procrastinate? You want to go to the gym? Say, no, your wife tells you, go to the gym. Say, but we don't have the money. Then carry the babies and lift them up. That's gym at home. You don't need to pay anybody. Amen? Where do you think I got these muscles from? Hallelujah. Saying they're not big. How do you know? Number five, bondage to sin. You try to be the best you can be. To be the best. To bring out the best in you. But you can't. You've tried. Many of us try, but we can't. Why? Because of addictions. Because of sin. Sin will bind you, bring into bondage addictions of every kind, drugs, mental, emotional, and physical handicaps will get you bound and hinder you from bringing out the best in you. God wants to use it. God wants to do it, but he can't. Why? Because you're bound. God wants his people free. Is it any wonder that he looked for a man in the backside of a desert called Moses, who had run away for his life, and sent him back to the very place he had run away? That's called character change. He went there and he told him, go and tell Pharaoh. Pharaoh, in Exodus 9:1, let my people go so that they may worship me. Come on, God created you to worship him. No devil can hold you back. If you ask God for help from every kind of bondage, he will deliver you. Say amen. The problem is that people get so complacent. They're okay. Feels nice. It's not bothering anybody else. Who told you so? In Luke chapter 19 and verse 30, Jesus told his disciples, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you'll find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. He was about to ride that colt into Jerusalem. God has a purpose for you. God has a need for you. But if you're bound, he cannot use you until you cry out and tell him, save me, help me. And he will come speedily. Amen. Children of Israel, after 430 years, were delivered because they found help in the word of God. When God had their cry, and they found help in the word of God that came as a result of their cry. Amen. I believe that God from the beginning made provision for man to get the help he needs from the cradle to the grave. Whether we know it or not, we are all the product of a grace which I choose to call help. Have you ever met a person who said to you, I don't need your help? Maybe so. But you still need someone else's help. You need somebody else's help to get to where you are today. True or false? Even if it's an undo thee guy, a motorbike guy, his hair is just dangling over his face. You don't even know whether he can see the road. He's chewing miral with his other hand as he takes you where you want to go. You want to be in the office in 10 minutes. He guarantees you in 5 minutes he'll get you there. And he actually gets you there in 5 minutes. Man, I don't know what you think of the guy, but that's a helper for you. Because you'd have been fired, but you got there by hook or crook. A taxi driver who won more people to Christ than many saints. You say, how can that be? Because this guy would take you to the airport. He would drive like a madman. That everybody he drove, majority of the people, prayed until if they were not right with God, they got right with God and surrendered themselves so that if they don't make it to the airport alive, they will make it to heaven. Determined to value the help that God has given you in people who surround you with love and with care. People like your parents, say thank you, Lord. Your family, brothers and sisters, including those in the body of Christ, in your cell group, your cellmates, workmates, schoolmates, friends. Let me put a disclaimer here for friends. The good kind of friends, not those who corrupt good morals. Amen? When Jesus needed some crazy friends, Jesus himself needed some friends, and he had some crazy friends with him. A guy deciding, telling all the others in the boat, hey guys, me, I'm going to walk on water. And they're saying, you're crazy, Peter, you will die. He did. Others are calling for fire. Kill these people. They refuse to believe the word. Now let me tell you, you and I are just like that. We need crazy friends. But let me tell you, no matter who you are, even if you're a crazy friend, no, I really don't care, because of this truth. What is this truth? That, I believe I believe that as long as Jesus, you are with Jesus, he'll bring out the best out of you. Doesn't matter who you are. Amen? Amen? And amen. Hallelujah. Now, this same Jesus told his disciples, I will ask the Father. I will go to the Father in my name, and I will ask him to give you another helper. Everybody say helper. Now, the Amplified puts it this way in John 14, verse 16. That helper is classified. These are the things that classify his help. Comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby. And he will be with you forever. Verse 17, the latter part of John 14 says, he will be with you and he will be in you. Let's see the nature of this comfort that God has given us as believers. What is this nature? Number one, comforter. Everybody say comforter. Come say comforter. Jesus said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, take courage. I have overcome the world. Oh, come on, let me tell you. Some of us and people in our church, you've gone through sufferings of loss. You've lost something precious to you. Maybe even a parent, a brother, a sister, a good friend in death. Let me tell you, only Jesus can understand. Only God can comfort you the way you need to be comforted, because he lost his son way before. He says, before the son Jesus was slain, before the foundation of the world. Before the world existed, it was already decided Jesus will die. Which means what? No wonder he says in Corinthians, God comforted himself because there was nobody to comfort him. He's a master comforter. He will comfort you on the inside of you because he lives in you. Can I hear a good amen? From all your disappointments, from your broken heart. Secondly, he's an advocate. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 19 says, but when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, which time? At the time they arrest you and take you, you will be given the words to speak. Come on, he's your advocate. He'll fight for you. Intercessor number three, intercessor. Everybody say intercessor. Similarly, the Spirit helps us, Romans 8:6. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray the way we should. But the Spirit himself, how important is prayer? Man, prayer is the main thing. But the Spirit himself pleads on our behalf with groanings, cries, too deep for words. You need to get there and understand what this kind of prayer is. It's a delivering power. It's a delivering influence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wish I had time to give you examples. Counselor number four, counselor. Counselor. Then going along. This is Acts 16:7. Going along the borders of Mysia. This was the northern part of Turkey. They had headed north for the province of Bithynia. But again, the Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit, said no. No. What wisdom. God has all the counsel you need. If he gives Solomon such wisdom that there is nothing Solomon could not tattoo, you know, just handle. And people say that wisdom comes through age because of experience. Yes, some of it does come that way. So how much wisdom do you think God has, because he's from eternity to eternity? He's the rock of ages. Trust him to sort out your problems. Amen? Number five, strengthener. Everybody say strengthener. But you, dear friends, use your most holy faith to build yourself up even stronger. Pray with the help of the Holy Spirit. Is it any wonder in Jude 20, and we learned earlier, Paul said in Corinthians, I pray in tongues. You're still in the church in Corinth. I pray in tongues more than you all. Why did he pray in tongues more than anyone? Because he understood when you pray, the Spirit gives strength to your inner man. There's the inner man and the outer man. This body is the outer. The inner man is the man of the Spirit, the woman of the Spirit. And that when you pray in the Spirit, then energy, power begins to be generated inside of you. You can feel it if you don't quit easily. Amen? Finally, stand by. Everybody say, stand by. A person who stands by is one to be relied on, especially in emergency situations. Now, I'll just tell you, I was in a place, you know, where I was believing, and you see, why is he a standby? He says, John 14, 17, latter part, he will be with you and will be in you. He's with you wherever you go. You go to the office, Holy Ghost is in you. If you're baptized in the Holy, he's with you. Come on. And anyway, whatever you're doing, he's with you. Wherever you are, he's with you. So it's not like when Jesus, you had to be with Jesus physically to get the benefit of being with Jesus. But now the Holy Ghost is with you everywhere. Amen? This guy shows up, he stops there, and he, you know, I was trying to help somebody in a government office. Just have a signature. It took 3 weeks. This was the third week. This guy comes, stands next to me, wearing suit, and two other guys, and he's on phone. And then I look at him, and I said, hey, you know, who is this guy, man? Looks like he's a big guy here. And then he turns toward me. And when he turns, man, we needed a miracle. He turns toward me. And then you know what he said? I didn't know him. He said, I didn't know him from Adam. And he turned and he looked at me and he said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm here because I'm trying to help this lady get something. And these are the brothers who are here with me. He says, oh, okay. So he comes, greets everybody. And then he comes back to me. And then he tells the two other guys, they say, this is a good friend of mine. He's my learned friend. So I am thinking, eh? So I said to him, anyway, I didn't say anything at that point. He says, can I have you? Before I could tell him, I'm not. He said, can I have your number? I gave him my number. Everybody's watching. He said, how come, you know 3 weeks, he's looking for a solution for me. He says, hey, call somebody. You know, where is he? And he's at work. Where is he? He never came to the office. Hey, go and get somebody there. Bring that lady in. And so on. So yeah, the lady's brought there. He says, and he just stands and says, help these people. So they follow. I tell them, follow, because now I'm still with him. And then he says, hey. Then he looks at me and he says, this is interesting that I'm seeing you now. Then I told him, by the way, I'm not the guy you think I am. I'm not Tony. I have a twin brother, for those of you who don't know. This is not a prank. I'm not Tony. He says, what? He says, yeah, I'm not. I said, what are you saying? I'm not Tony. Me, I'm a pastor. And then Tony is a lawyer. Do you know what he said? He said, no, I don't believe it. Give me Tony's number. Give him Tony's number. He called Tony. It's like a guy I gave. He met me in Mombasa and he says, are you sure you're not Tony? I said, I'm not Tony. He says, I left you in Nairobi. How did you get here before me? And then he said, hey, you know, I said, let me call Tony right now. I told my wife for the way. You know, I said, Tony. Thank God I got him immediately. Tony. And he said, yeah. I said, talk to this guy. So he knew I've not pranked. He said, hey. The guy said, hey, Jiguna, what is it? How come I'm hearing your voice? You're in Nairobi, but I am seeing your face right here. You're standing before me. Well, this guy ended up calling Tony, came when I was receiving the help now there. And imagine, he was standing there until I was served. He brought the phone and he gave me the phone, says, I took it and I started talking. I said, hey. He said, it was Tony on the other side. Using these bosses. He said, hey. You know how he greeted me? Habari ya wakili. How is our lawyer? And then me, I said, how is our pastor? Hallelujah. There's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. God will get you fixed no matter where you are, because he cares for you. Come on, the Holy Ghost is real no matter where you are. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God will bring out the best in you no matter where you are. Some proclamations on God's help. Let's go straight. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Psalms 30 verse 2. The Lord helps them and the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them. And saves them because they take refuge in him. This one everybody knows is Psalms 46 verse 1. Let's read it together. 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Amen. Psalms 124 verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Man, everything we sang today was preaching this message. Finally, with Psalms 146 verse 5. Blessed are those whose help is in God, in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, their God. And I finish with this statement. We all can have hope if we make the Lord our help. Amen. Come on, can you give Jesus praise right now? Can you thank the Lord that he's faithful, he's able? Just one thing needed. Just one thing needed. Guess what it is? Help! I don't care how bad you are. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, I want to thank you right now for your comforting grace. Forgive us where we have been misled to take on what we shouldn't, to take on sin, addictions, Lord, and attitudes that, Lord, even negate your help. Forgive us, Lord, that even when we fall into sin, Lord, as long as we cry, you still will find help for us. I pray for your grace and your mercy. Take away our stubbornness. Take away, my God, our complacency. Take away the things that hinder us from bringing out the best in us. And Lord, even based on the best gift that you've given us in the Holy Ghost, thank you, Father, for your counsel. Thank you, my Father, for your advocacy. Thank you, Father, for a spirit that intercedes in us, knows how to talk to God, because it is the spirit of a living God inside of this pot of clay. Lord, thank you for your counsel. God, you're the wisest. Who can ever beat your counsel? The counsel of the Lord shall stand. You're our strengthener. When we are weak, we find strength in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, that nobody will say and begin to talk about how weak they are. They should just start praying and saying, God, you're my strength. And that weakness will give way to strength. Thank you for you being our standby. Lord, in the emergency times, difficult times, we're about to throw in the towel. You stand by us. You stand with us. You stand in us to give us the victory no matter what. And we thank you for this great victory. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Whatever you're going through, let me just tell you, let me give you, I'm going to ask you to just take 15 seconds. There's something you need help from God right now. I want you to talk to God from your heart. Tell God, please help me. You know, you will remember this day. Please help me. Tell him exactly what it is. You know, it took Israel 7 years to ask for help. 7 years to ask for help. And the day they asked for help, God answered from above. God answered. He will answer you. All he wants is to hear you say, help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Lord. And he will come through for you in Jesus' name. Can I hear a good amen? Father, thank you for sealing every blessing. Oh, God, upon those who are obedient. They are in faith. God, that they are willing to be transformed, God, by the dealings of your spirit. And now, God, Lord, by calling on your name, send help to this house. Send help to our homes, our families, our marriages, our businesses. Send help, oh God, to our children in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we give you praise. Thank God like you believe it's done in Jesus' name. Come on, give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Amen and amen and amen. Wow. Say, I'm helped. I'm helped. Don't be ashamed to give your testimony. Look for someone to give you a testimony. God doesn't lie. He will come through for you. Everybody shout, help! Now shout, I'm helped! In Jesus' name. Go in this, your strength. Go in the strength of the Lord and in the help of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.